Falling down can be a major health risk for seniors, with a simple fall potentially causing injuries that require long-term medical care. There's growing attention to the problem, and there are efforts to help prevent falls in the first place. It's a nationwide problem, but Wisconsin has a particularly high risk because of alcohol-related falls. Peter Kuchu wrote an in-depth piece on alcohol-related falls for the Capital Times, where he's a special assignment intern. Peter, thanks a lot for joining us in the studio today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first, does Wisconsin stand out when it comes to alcohol-related falls for seniors?
Wisconsin absolutely stands out when it comes to alcohol-related fatal falls for senior citizens, and just because it kind of brings together two of Wisconsin's worst health problems to a culmination, the really elevated drinking rates as well as the already elevated falling rates.
And let's look at seniors here in Wisconsin. As you write in your piece, mm-hmm. people know we drink a lot in Wisconsin. We have a drinking problem in the population as a whole. What do we see from senior citizens in Wisconsin when it comes to alcohol?
So I don't think Wisconsin's ever been shy about kind of almost boasting at times about the drinking rates that are prevalent throughout the state. And seniors see an interesting trend. They're starting to drink more and more when compared to like a decade ago. And throughout Wisconsin, a lot of other age groups their drinking rates have stayed about the same or have actually improved a little bit. So that trend with Wisconsin seniors drinking more than ever is fairly concerning, especially when it relates to alcohol-related fatal falls.
Yeah, we'll get back to falls. I mean, that seems like it could be a whole nother story in itself, why alcohol rates, alcohol abuse is rising among seniors. Did any of the experts you talked to speculate as to why that might be?
It was tough, and I didn't have any experts really give a concrete answer or an answer they felt very confident in, just because it's something that hasn't been studied too much. When people talk about alcohol use throughout the state, I think people typically focus more on like drunk driving and those deaths that are more highly publicized and a bit more could be deemed a bit more tragic by some people versus senior citizens. They drink more in their house typically. I heard that echoed a lot. It's not as public, and it's something that doesn't really affect other people than themselves too much.
But you write that when we look at fatality rates, do I have this right? These alcohol related falls actually cause more fatalities than drunk driving over the last handful of years?
Mm-hmm. These alcohol related fatal falls just among senior citizens well outpace the rate of drunk driving deaths throughout all populations in the state of Wisconsin. I think that gap emerged in 2008, and since then it's just become wider and wider.
And then seniors are especially vulnerable to what alcohol does to people, right? Mm-hmm. For a couple of reasons, it sounds like. What do we know about that?
So I had a few experts talk to me just about how it's a natural part of aging that people's bones become weaker, they have less muscle mass and stuff like that would help reduce the risk that comes with alcohol use. And so seniors, it's a natural part of aging to have those effects, but it's not a natural part of aging to have those injuries sustained through falls that comes with an increased rate of drinking.
Right, and that's something that a lot of the experts you talked to, it sounds like, said, yeah, we hear about falls in seniors. It is not a natural part of aging. It is a preventable problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's an injury. It's a really, really prevalent injury. I think among the 65 and older population, it's the number one cause of injury-related fatalities throughout the state. But it is absolutely preventable, and this wasn't mentioned in the story, but I saw some very targeted approaches in specific counties throughout Wisconsin when there were certain programs or educational materials released that targeted falls, there was actually a drop in falls in following years. So it seems kind of like when there are these approaches that really try to target falls, the rate of falls do decline.
And then another angle, it sounds like, is who's more likely to be taking various kinds of prescription medications? Mm-hmm. Seniors, is that part of the problem when it comes to alcohol making falls more likely?
I think absolutely. And the expert I talked to about that, specifically David Mott, the rate of just how often medication plays a factor isn't that well documented among falls. It's just it's hard to document for the same reasons alcohol is hard to document with precise figures. But that really could be a story on its own to the how medication affects seniors, just because they're prescribed so much medication right now.
We're talking to Peter Kuchu about a piece he wrote for the Capital Times on alcohol-related falls here in Wisconsin. we in the state have a particular problem compared to the rest of the nation when it comes to alcohol-related falls and fatalities from those falls. I want to put a face on this a little bit, Peter. You start off your piece with a story about someone who'd had this happen to them in central Wisconsin, I think it was.
In central Wisconsin, and use some anonymous sourcing for that because family members were concerned about just telling that story publicly. Sure. and in that community. But when speaking to that source, they always really stressed how vital they thought it was to get this story out, to tell this story, just because of the effect it's had on them, on their family, and how difficult it is for seniors at times to talk about this kind of thing. It's so prevalent among seniors, falls that result in fatalities and falls that result in hospitalization and injuries. But it really does seem that there's an aversion to talking about it.
And this was a guy who every day after retirement went out to work in the shed or the shop out back and spent the day drinking brandy or whiskey, which was fine until the day it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell that story?
Yeah, he was a handyman in central Wisconsin. He was a machinist his entire working career, and really proud of that fact, proud of the fact that he went to work every day. And when he retired, he didn't really have anything to fill that gap. And that's not unique to his situation. That's a common reason why seniors can start drinking a bit more. And in this case, it had nearly fatal results for this person. And in the future, I've heard that concern that the next fall could be worse. It could result in more serious consequences.
This is a problem that isn't going to get better without effort, it sounds like. I mean, there's a couple natural reasons. We're getting older here in Wisconsin. We've got an aging population, for one thing. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, our 65 and older population is set to boom over the next two decades. I think right now it's about 770,000 people throughout the state, and by 2040 it's going to double. So if we keep up with our current rate, we're going to see hundreds of more deaths each year from this type of injury, and if the rate keeps increasing that it is, we're going to see possibly thousands a year.
I want to get into some solutions now. You mentioned there are programs around the state targeted at preventing falls, and we've talked to some of the people doing that here on the show. Are they focusing on alcohol specifically in those efforts that you've seen?
So I haven't seen too much focus specifically in Wisconsin on alcohol. I talked to a few different people from Hazelden, the treatment center that has stations in, I think the big ones are Minnesota and Naples, but in some other states too, and they focus more on alcohol. And it's difficult. The what I heard from a lot of people is that it's difficult to create messaging to address seniors drinking, just because it's a population that isn't typically reached, and it's difficult to lecture seniors. It feels like lecturing someone that's older, that's wiser than you, and it just comes across kind of, what I heard from experts, it can come across as preachy sometimes if it's not done really, really carefully.
But part of the effort might be doing what you're doing in this piece, sharing the story, like the family you mentioned wanted to. Mm-hmm. This is one of those things, like mental illness used to be more so. It's happening, it's killing people, and nobody's talking about it.
I think that's definitely an element of it. Not mention this piece, I talked to a coroner from a Wisconsin county who I was talking to him about, and he's really involved with recovery-based education in his county. And when I read him the numbers, he was astounded. He said he wanted to get to work on educational materials for his county and to start going to senior centers to speak to that. And I think that's as people become more and more aware of these type of falls, that's going to happen more and more.
Right. I think if you ask me, hey, Rob, we need you to start a binge drinking awareness program, what population are you going to start with? I would think kids, college kids, college-age kids. This is an overlooked group, it sounds like.
Absolutely. I mean, when I first heard the term alcohol-related fatal falls, I thought of a college senior like falling off of a balcony or off of a dock. I didn't think of someone who's 70 years old who had four drinks and stumbling and falling and breaking their hip. It's not the image that comes to mind, I don't think. But it's what happens.
Now, what if I can dig into the journalism here, what led you to this story? Because this is something I haven't seen covered anywhere else.
So it's mostly from reading a few other stories that had, when I saw in-depth reports on falls, and there is some, there's an element of alcohol that can be mentioned, but it's not until one of the last few paragraphs. It's really at the bottom, and I kind of thought that there was a big story in that element, and I just really tried to dig to that, and I saw in another article someone mentioning, I think it was Julius Sherman, who I actually reached out and quoted pretty extensively, talking about how seniors are drinking more now, and I looked up the rates and the fall numbers, and I was just astounded, and I figured a lot of other people would be too if they saw those.
Definitely. So what is your next step? Are you going to keep covering this? And what angles are you pursuing, if so?
So I have a couple more stories in the work for the Cap Times on this. One specifically focusing on cost. I think cost is a huge factor in this. Falls cost so much to the state, as well as excessive drinking. I think the last year I saw numbers for 2012, and that was about excessive drinking of all populations cost about $6.8 billion. A lot of that was burdened on taxpayers. And then falls nationwide, I think, cost some $34 billion the last year that was available. I mean, I think DHS, Department of Health Services in Wisconsin, is actually working on a new report specifically about falls that can give more accurate estimates just of how much money this is costing Wisconsin.
Peter, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Peter Kuchu, special assignment intern for the Capital Times. He wrote about alcohol-related falls and the risks facing seniors in Wisconsin. Coming up after the news, we talk about the ever-present role of technology in the lives of young people and how it can affect everything from their social lives to mental health. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network.